I think we are really at a kind of one of the most important turning points in a generation in terms of the future of the federal workforce. We're at a time when we face huge challenges, ranging from the obvious policy challenges, climate change and health care and the financial crisis, but also really huge implementation questions. How do we deal with things like pandemics and H1N1 disaster relief, all those kinds of questions. There's never been a more important time to have spectacular people in government. And yet we know that about a third of the workforce may leave in the next 5 years. The good news is we have a generation of people that would like to participate. We have an economy that encourages more people to be in public and government service, and we have an inspirational president. The bad news is our current system of hiring and recruitment is pretty weak and deficient. I'd call it broken. So this was a meeting of people from business, from the unions, key leaders from the administration, interesting thought leaders from across the country, heads of recruitment for Teach for America and the like. These are people all coming together to think about ways in which we can improve the hiring and recruitment system for the federal government. And John Berry, the head of OPM, was deeply involved, but many, many others were engaged in trying to work this out.
Are we talking about more than simply the application process and how clunky that can be for somebody who wants to work for the federal government? We're talking about, like you said, recruitment all the way to keeping the people in the appropriate jobs and then retaining those people?
Certainly, all of those are important. This particular roundtable was focused on hiring and recruitment. So it's not just the kluky application process. It's the ways in which we make connections with people. It's the fact that once we even think we're potentially interested in them, how do we select folks? How do we give them the excitement and recognize how remarkably appealing it can be to work in government and the challenges that it offers, the opportunities that it provides? These are all parts of the things that we're talking about, but we were not in this session focused on then once people are in public service, once they're working for the government, the set of issues around retention or those kinds of things, although they came up as part of the discussion. We wanted to start by focusing on this front end, and you know, potentially future discussions can focus on those others.
In this roundtable, there were members of Congress, Capitol Hill staffers, private sector folks. Is that unusual to bring people from all different parts of the federal government and even outside the government and academia such as yourself all together?
I think it's too unusual, frankly. There were about 40 of us. There were no big formal presentations, nothing. What we did was sit around and look and talk about both what was the set of problems, but also, what were the most innovative ideas in the private sector? What were the most innovative ideas in the nonprofit sector? What were the most innovative ideas in the government sector? Who was doing exciting and important work? And so, yeah, I think this was a chance to sort of say, let's bring the best ideas from each of these groups. And what was so striking to me is every single person that accepted the invitation came. They stayed for the time they said they would be there. And there was this real sense of coming together and working together because it's such an important moment. This is a critical turning point, I really believe. And I think everybody at that table, very senior people from around the country, believed that as well and was trying to sort of be as helpful as they could be.
So a good exchange of ideas then.
Oh, yeah, really good exchange of ideas. And what was so striking was, the ways in which this is done at Google really does have some interesting insights. Obviously, the federal government and Google couldn't be more different, but the way in which you do recruiting can help Teach for America. But similarly, the insights that different agencies have had as they have tried to do it, what's worked for the Veterans Administration or what seems to work at the Secret Service, all of those kinds of questions were the sorts that we could talk about openly and thoughtfully, with the hope that the Office of Personnel Management, OMB, and many others, ultimately the Congress is involved as well, can really kind of help us create a government of the sort where the very, very best continue to be attracted and we get the people we need in government to really to do the job that needs to be done.
And what were some of the more interesting ideas that you heard?
Well, I think the most powerful, simple message was this, that all the best performing companies, governments, agencies, and so forth believe that high quality workforce, taking care of your workers, attracting the right people, and then treating them well and training them well was absolutely the most central task. In these large private companies, we heard that the most senior officials often spend 8 hours a week, every week, on recruitment and hiring and focusing on issues of that sort. Quite frankly, that's not the way it works now. And so probably that's the most powerful insight. The second was that managers themselves have to be involved, have to be engaged. You can't, if you leave this to just the HR department, you're not going to get good folks. People have to think about what they need. They have to move aggressively to meet with, to excite, to involve folks, and to attract them into the government.
I've often wondered also if the federal government doesn't have a PR problem.
You know, there's no question that it does. One of the striking things is when we heard from one participant that when they were going and interviewing people and so forth, and people were asked about what other things are you thinking about, federal government never comes up. Students don't think about it. People, even though they have a positive impression sometimes. And so, you know, we have to find a way to brand the federal government and to brand government work, not in a simplistic notion, but to give people the opportunity, the recognition that the right kind of government job means that they can give back. It's the old John F. Kennedy question, ask what you can do. This is a chance for people to ask what they can do. And I think it's a matter of letting people understand what things they can do to really make this country a better place.
I love roundtables like these because so much good can come out of it, so many interesting ideas and people sort of cross-pollinating so that they can learn from each other. But then I wonder, what happens next if you have all of these good ideas and you write them all down and put them on a shelf somewhere, nothing comes of it?
Well, and I want, you know, first thing, the fact that you do have the unions, the unions there, and many of the great ideas came from union, the union leaders as well, with the business, with the government and so forth. Just those, stewing those ideas is part of it. The fact that the Office of Personnel Management was so deeply engaged and were there taking down the ideas, they want to work on very aggressively moving forward on an agenda of improving this coming forward. OMB, I think, is as well. So I think this is one of those things, partly it's getting those people around the table, but those ideas got to the right voice, to the right people. And now it's up to others to really take this seriously. And I think we have an administration and a Congress at this moment that really does recognize what a vital moment this will be. And what's the good news is everyone around that table, whether they were part of the government, whether they're part of business unions, the public, the nonprofit sector, the academics, all of us, we're united in a view that we need to do something and that we have some real ideas about how we might proceed.